What's up? It's your girl, Abby. You're listening to a special edition of Pre-Game Radio. You're live with me and Brooklyn Black. It is 10:02, June 25th, 2014, and we will be celebrating and honoring the life of Michael Jackson, who passed on into the ethers 5 years ago on this date. He is still truly missed. I don't know about anybody else. I haven't had a chance to check out his new album. I've heard bits and pieces of the new song, and, you know, as much as I love Michael, it may have to grow on me. I don't know. But we're going to kick it off. We're just going to get into something. Girl Evan, it's a special edition of Pre-Game Radio. We are honoring the life of Mr. Michael Joseph Jackson, and we have a caller on the line, last 4-4-6-9-4. Caller, you're live with Ed Pre-Game Radio. Who's on the air?
Hey, it's Lady Steele.
Hey, Steele, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. Nothing much is checking guys out.
All right, okay. I'm glad you took a moment out of your busy schedule, because I definitely see you on Facebook. Thank you, thank you. You've definitely had me entertained for the last half hour or so. So I'm glad you called in. But let me ask you, where were you when you first heard that Michael Jackson had passed away?
It's so funny that you asked that. I'll never forget. And I was actually in Brooklyn at Narcan High School, selecting the diploma for my brother that was killed. So as soon as we got his diploma and the graduation ceremony was over, we came out and we heard the news.
Wow, that is like a double whammy on that day. You were already, you know, feeling some kind of way. So it's like, are you serious? You know? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, let me tell you, I definitely was crying as well. I was walking home from work and got a call from my cousin, and she was like, you know, where are you? I'm like, oh, I'm walking home from work. You know, I was just getting ready to call you, which was my routine. I usually call to on my walk home from work. We gossip real quick until I got home, and then, you know, that was it. So she was like, are you sitting down? I said, no, I just told you I'm walking home from work. She was like, yo, you're not going to believe it. I'm like, what happened? So I'm thinking it's some kind of gossip, you know, some personal gossip about somebody we know personally. And she's like, yo, Michael Jackson is dead. I'm like, yo, are you just, come on, stop playing. Why would you even say something like that? She's like, no, I'm serious. Michael Jackson passed away like about a half hour ago. I'm like, yo, you are fucking lying. And right before we could finish talking, Black was calling in. He was calling me. He was, you know, interrupted. He was on the other line to call me to tell me the same thing. And then that's when I just started, you know, the tears just came because it's just like, how devastating is that? Like, how could Michael Jackson actually be dead? That shit just doesn't make sense.
Illusion. You never thought that he could die. But what I do remember about that day, I mean, I was already emotional because of what I had to do, graduation,
right.
But I remember Farrah Fawcett had died, and it was like, damn, that's an icon or whatever, but I was still, like, overcome with my own personal grief. But,
right.
When I heard Michael died, it was, like, one of the most misreported stories still to this day, because it was maybe a couple of, like, maybe an hour, possibly two, before it really, like, confirmed, because people, there was really no source that you knew who to follow. Everybody was kind of getting it wrong. I guess they were, I don't know if they were waiting to break it on their own terms or what, but something was happening because they didn't just break it. It was like a whole bunch of speculation. But as soon as like the radio, when they were playing and stuff, we knew like the race was pretty much over.
Yeah, because and you're right, it was, there were so many conflicting stories. No, he's not dead, you know, they're still working on him, or, you know, they know he definitely passed away. And I'm like,
good, reputable sources, too.
Right, so it's like, what the hell, you know, can somebody confirm this? And then I think, I'm trying to remember if it was the radio or if I saw something like a TMZ story real quick. Not to say that they're the most credible people either as of late, but... it was
yeah, at that
you know,
time they were though.
yeah, they you know that's the, they were the go-to people for the correct information. So, and they confirmed it, and I just was like, just you know, and it was what was so crazy, and to this day I giggle about it sometimes. Is that I was getting calls from friends like, you know, he was a personal friend of mine. People were calling me and was like, yo, Nick, I'm so sorry to hear, because they knew how much of a fan I was of his, and they knew how personal I was taking that, and, you know, just how completely and totally devastated I was behind that. And even now, you know, sometimes I just sit back and it's like, wow, I mean, you know, people have to go, but it's like, damn, really? You know, and to go out like that, you know?
Yeah.
That was the most horrible thing. But we definitely just want to, you know, we're just going to take an hour time up here just as tribute and out of respect to him. One of, you know, I still say the greatest entertainer in the world to this day. You know, not to say he can't be beat, but I have yet to see it. And whoever it is, they better get a start. They better 5 years old. They better get on it, you know, in order to even be, you know, of his caliber entertainer. And that's what people forget. He was doing this from 5 years old, all of his life. It wasn't no just in the 70s, you know, he came out with his brother. And he was doing this for the majority
all
of his life.
Professional level.
Yep. You know, so, but definitely thank you so much for calling in. You know, try to stay tuned in either here or on a PC. And, you know, I'm definitely just going to be playing his music. I don't even have any more to say. I'm just going to get into playing the Michael Jackson. But before we go, is there anyone in particular that you would like to hear?
When it comes to Michael, it's hard to pick a favorite, but
And look, I'm not even going to ask you for a favorite because I'm sitting here now scrolling through the catalog and I can't even figure out which one I want to hear. So I'm putting it on you still. Which Michael Jackson tune would you like to hear?
My personal favorite is the Earth Song.
The Earth Song. Let me see. Yes, we have it coming up. Yeah, you know, it's a very stirring song, even spiritual, I'll say. It's a very spiritual song. It's a very moving song. That, and They Don't Really Care About Us, you know. Those songs just definitely really speak to the human condition, period. You know, but here we have it, Michael Jackson, Earth Song. Thanks, Theo. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
peace. This is Pre-Game Radio, and it's your girl, Ev, having a special tribute for Michael Jackson on his transition back to the ethers on this date 5 years ago. That was Earth Song, and that was a special shout-out for Lady Steele. That was her request. I want to thank her again for calling in and chopping it up with us for a few moments. Check her out, Lady Steele Presents Frances Steele, over on Facebook. You can check the link in the Pre-Game Radio website, also on our Facebook page. Next on the line is a caller, last four digits. Wait a minute. 9036, call you online.
Yo.
Yo, what's good?
Eb, how you doing?
All right, I'm chilling. RJ, thank you for calling in for our special Michael Jackson tribute.
Yes,
let me ask you a quick question.
We big MJ fans.
Yes, definitely. I mean, how could you not be? I mean, who really isn't a Michael Jackson fan, right?
Yeah, what's wrong with you if you don't like MJ? What is wrong with your childhood?
Yeah, that's definitely some type of mental illness. Shout out to Amanda. Anyway.
Who's that? She don't like MJ?
Anyway, what were you doing 5 years ago when you heard that Michael Jackson had passed away?
Actually, you know what's crazy, Ed? I'm glad that you called up and asked me this, because I was actually, you know, I did an overnight, you know me. No shout out to that job. I was knocked out, and I got called up by a little random phone call. I looked at the phone call, and it's actually a girl that stopped messing with me. You know, it's one of those numbers that doesn't really hit you up. You don't expect a phone call. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. She knows. He knows who she is. And she called me, and she woke me up with the phone call and said, oh, Michael Jackson died. And it's crazy. Like, I felt like she did that to, like, you know what I'm saying, fuck with me. Because, like, she knew how much, you know, I'm into MJ, you know what I'm saying. My pops is into MJ. Like, so it was real crazy. Like, that's how I found out. Like, I woke up and got the phone call. And, like, that's exactly how I found out.
Yeah, I mean, that, I know, it was just really surreal for me. To, you know, get the news, as I was telling Lady Steele earlier, that I was walking home from work when my cousin called me and told me. And at first I didn't, you know, I didn't believe it, because it's like, come on, it's like, in my mind, Michael Jackson is invincible. It's like, I'll die before he dies. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that, it just,
it can't be real.
You know, it can't be real. And then when I found out that it was true, it was like really devastating, and especially how he died, to find out, you know, it's like drug overdose. It's like how do you have drug overdose, Michael Jackson, and death all in the same sentence? It just don't go together. You know,
the doctor that's, you know, being held responsible, he's gonna be out of jail soon. You know, he's out. I think he's out. He did like a couple years, he's out. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I found that wrong. Like, the dude that killed Michael Jackson is out on the streets right now.
I mean, and living comfortably from what I understand, which leads me to believe that it is possible that they did pay him to be the fall guy. You know, Michael
the fall guy. Absolutely not. Really, yeah, you're right.
You know, he was a trailblazer and a lot of what he did business-wise, as far as owning his own recording, owning his own masters, owning the Beatles catalog. You know, he had several musical catalogs that are worth billions right now. You know, that's how his kids are able to still, you know, get, what do they say they get? A month allowance, $20,000 a month or something? They get some ridiculous amount of money.
I think it's a little bit more than that, but I think
it's probably way more than that. You're absolutely right. $20,000 is just, you know, for them to do the shrubbery out front of the crib. But,
I'll take that 20.
Yeah, I think you know what I'm saying? Me too. But I think it's way more than that. You're right. It is more than that. And, I mean, and not only that, but he was also talking about Black culture and how it was necessary for us to know who we are as a people, to know, you know, the greatness that we've come from, and to try, you know, and to get that back. And he was warning people about the shady dealings going on in the industry, and, you know, how they try to take everything from you. You know, they're just trying to wear you out and wear you down. And, you know, he was really coming out and talking against these things. And, you know, when you have someone, an icon like Michael Jackson, when he starts talking serious about, you know, human nature things that's really going on right now, the audience that he has, they know that's just powerful. It's powerful and it's dangerous. And like I said, maybe it was an accident, maybe it wasn't. You know what I mean? Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. The government has been known.
I'm with you on the maybe it was.
You know, to do things to silence people, to stop them from speaking the truth, you know?
Of course, of course. No, I'm with you on the maybe part. I'm definitely with you on the maybe part because I read about that, and, you know what I'm saying, there's a list of people like that talk too much.
They
talk too much about certain stuff they weren't supposed to talk about, and then, you know.
Right. I see other callers on hold. If you would like to speak up, please just press 1 so I know you be in my queue, and I can click on you, and you can.
Yeah, please call in.
So real quick, let me ask you, I'm not even going to ask you what is your favorite Michael Jackson tune, because that's just like next to impossible to answer. That is impossible to answer, because as soon as you say one, you think of something else, and then you think of something else, and it's like, how can you do that?
Say,
you know?
I'm going to say a couple off the Wall and a couple off Thriller, and, oh, the new one. I like the new one. If, you know, I know Sony's making money off of that right now to pay off the debt or whatever that he left, you know. That's another
whole
story.
You know, he didn't owe them no damn money. He didn't, please.
Yeah,
they were trying to get
whatever else that he had left in them. You know, the This Is It tour. Ed, it's kind of crazy that the tour was called This Is It, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how prophetic, right?
Kind of fucking sick. It's really sick,
but,
actually.
You're definitely going to have to tell me, you know, just off the top of your head, pick a song that you like to hear from Michael Jackson. I'm just scrolling back and forth through the catalog, through the library, and I just, it's like it's so hard to pick one, but I think I have one. Check it out, Michael Jackson, Rock With You. It's Ed, Free Joe, Playstiv.
Yes.
Free Game Radio. Other callers, press 1.
Yes, dang.
Yeah.
It's your girl, Ab, and this is Pre-Game Radio, June 25th, 2014, 10:31 p.m., and we're rocking out with our Michael Jackson tribute special. I have RJ still on the line. What's good? You there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we were just chopping it up real, you know, earlier about where we were and what was going on during the time. Let me ask you, how do you think, did you get a chance to watch his funeral on TV? I think it was like one of the, it was like the highest rated, most televised event since the funeral of Princess Diana. Wow, that's crazy. Did you get a chance to check it out?
Actually, I did, actually. I got to, you know, I was at work, but I'm, you know me, I always find a way to watch everything. So I watched, and it was, I find it great. That was great that people performed there, you know what I'm saying? They actually got to bring his actual kids out, let them talk a little bit. It was really good, though. I liked it a lot, actually. The tribute, I like to call it the tribute, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to have a celebration rather than everybody mourning, you know what I'm saying? So that was really nice. I actually liked the funeral.
Right. I know I'm trying to remember whether I had the day off or I took the day off. I'm not sure. I think I came home for lunch, right? I came home for lunch and was watching that part of the funeral. I was watching parts of the funeral because, you know, we were definitely watching it at work as well, you know, listening to the radio because they were broadcasting parts of it. And I'm not going to lie, I definitely got teary-eyed when Usher was doing his tribute to Michael Jackson because at one point he just couldn't even go on. You know, he stopped, you know, and he was crying and the family got up to, you know, to comfort him. And I have to say, I've always thought it was kind of odd. I mean, they were just so stoic about the whole thing. I mean, if Michael Jackson was my brother, you know, I would have been a hot mess, and just the thought that, you know, aside him being Michael Jackson, the personality, he's Michael Jackson, you know, my brother. He's Mike, my brother. And that would, you know, definitely would have killed me. I would have been no good. I would have probably been unable to comfort, be of comfort to anybody else but myself. But we're going to get into another Mike tune. Do you have any suggestions?
I like, actually, what is that one? Rock My World. Yeah, I want to hear that one.
You want to hear Rock My World. Okay, yeah.
I'm getting this. This is my surrounding right now. Somebody said the one with Chris Tucker in the video. So I'm guessing that's
it. You Rock My World. That was it.
Yes.
That's it, and it's coming up right now. It's Pre-Game Radio, 4-3-4-7-8-5-7-4-3-0-2. We only got 24 minutes left with our special Michael Jackson tribute. Here we have
call in.
Here you have it. You heard what he said. He said call in. Pick up the phone and dial.
The same, girl, you came and changed the way I want, the way I don't. I cannot explain the things I feel for you, but girl, you know it's true. Stay with me, I feel my truth, and I'll be all you need. Bye. I'm being. I try to keep my sanity. I wait patiently. Girl, you do it seem. My life is so complete. I love this truth because of you. You're doing what you do. Thank you.
Peace. It's your girl, Ab, and you're listening to Pre-Game Radio, and that was Michael Jackson, Leave Me Alone. I don't know about you, but I definitely heard the anguish in his voice. He really wanted people. He wanted the paparazzi. He wanted all those people with their, you know, sexual allegations. He just wanted everybody to, like, leave him the fuck alone, and I definitely can understand that. We have a new caller on the line, area code 718, last four digits, 3759. You're on the line with Ev and Pregame. Who's calling?
Hi, Ev. Hi, Pregame. It is Pregame's own, Nikki. How you doing?
Hey, babe. What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm rocking out to my man, MJ. Everybody knows there's no bigger fan than myself. So we definitely had to do a special tribute just to let him know, to give him some light and some shine and power him up in the ethers wherever he's on, wherever he is at the moment. I'm glad you called in. Listen,
yes.
Where were you when you heard that Michael had passed away?
Oh my God, it's kind of a little bit embarrassing. But all I'm going to just say is when I heard that he passed away, I was actually away. So
okay,
I was away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. All right. So
I was away.
I mean, how did it make you feel when you heard that? Did you believe it? Was it disbelief?
Actually, you know, it was just like, oh, man, you know, Michael Jackson died. I was, you know, I'm a big fan of Michael, more so back in the day than, you know, the newer Michael, but it was definitely like, you know, damn, like he passed away.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know,
yeah,
it was just like, damn. But I know you're the one who's the ultimate fan, so I'm pretty sure it hurt
you.
Yeah,
I'm definitely I'm definitely standing for Michael and have been since the 70s. I guess I just told on myself with my age, but oh well.
Oh well.
You know, it is what it is, but I'm definitely glad to say that I lived during a time where, you know, we had a Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he is definitely, you know, he opened a lot of doors for a lot of our young entertainers, black or white.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he crossed over all music genres. I mean, it's hard to find a person who has not heard of Michael Jackson. And just to give you an instance of how his music continues to touch kids just coming up, my daughter is 9 years old, and right before he passed, she was like maybe 3 or 4, and she would say she wanted to hear Michael Jackson, and she would get the CD, put it in the player, and she would sit there and listen to his whole CD, and she would do this, like, at some point every day. And she was only 4 years old.
Wow.
So I just wanted to show you how, you know, his music just goes, crosses generations. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, that's real iconic music. The shit you hear now, nobody's going to be singing this shit 10 years
from
now.
Oh, I don't want to hear it now. It's crazy because, like, in my household, I try not to listen to it. You know, I always have to tell my fiancé, like, no. Let's put on, if we are going to listen to music, I like to listen to a lot of old school, like, you know, R&B love songs, Brian McKnight, Kelly Price, you know. It's just, I like songs that are actually saying something. You know, there's a message, or whether it's I love you, whether it's I miss you, not come here, bitch, bend over, let me see you twerk something.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, and just look, and you basically just told your age, because you said.
I did.
Brian McKnight. Listen, that's a good thing, because you said old school. You considered Brian McKnight and Kelly Price to be old school.
I damn sure do.
You know
fucking Donnell Jones and Yvonne. They're old school to me.
Patti LaBelle.
Those are classics to me. Tenny Penny, exactly. Those are classics to me. That's not old school to me.
I see what you're saying, because they were the last of a generation of singers and songwriters, you know, musicians
right.
that, like you said,
right.
have something relevant to actually say,
right.
not just, like you say, come here, bitch, bend over.
If you didn't know how to tell him or her back then, what you did was you put it in a song, and, you know, and you put it in a poem, and you sang it, and you expressed it, you know?
Yeah. definitely, definitely. So just tell me, I know you can't name a favorite. We, none of us can, but what
okay.
Michael Jackson song would you like to hear?
I don't know if you guys played it already, but one of my fave Michael Jackson songs, I don't know why, I think it was the video that got me mad intrigued, and I think it was Billie Jean.
Oh, okay. No, actually, yeah. We haven't played Billie Jean.
All right. I want to hear some Billie Jean.
I definitely will play that. Look, I'm scrolling for it now. We have such a large catalog.
I know, MJ hits, right? I know.
I was saying earlier that I couldn't figure out which one it was. You know, I couldn't figure out which one to play next. So here it is, just for you, Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. And let me before I tell you this, let me tell you a quick story. When
okay.
his Thriller album, I was maybe about 12. I was 11 or 12 when his Thriller album first came out. And when his Thriller album came out, WBLS played the whole Michael. They took one night. It was a special Friday night. Exactly. They took one night and they played his whole song, his whole album, the whole
wow.
album. And remember, it was like a double album.
Right.
You know, he had like maybe, you know, 14, 15 songs up there. So it was just so much stuff. So they played it, and I remember my grandmother and my Uncle Greg, my grandmother, rest in peace, my Uncle Greg down in Virginia, who I remember them talking about the Billie Jean song, and as a child, you know, you really don't understand some adult things, even though kids nowadays know too fucking much.
They know
but
too much.
You know, you were still innocent at 11 and 12 years old. You didn't
mm-hmm.
know things.
You were.
I remember them talking, and they were saying how, you know, he was talking about, at that time, an illegitimate child. So
mm-hmm.
it was like, wow, you know, that shit was crazy. But even back then, the same shit was going on. He was doing Maury's job back then. He was like, listen, it ain't my kid, yo. But here it is, Billie Jean.
Exactly, Billie Jean, let's get it.
Here we go. what the man say. Billie Jean's not his lover, and the kid is not his son. Now,
that is not his son.
What I will say, though, is that them three kids, Prince, Paris, and
Blanket.
Okay, Little Blanket. Look, Mike, I love you, but Little Blanket, something more about that kid. I don't know, maybe he wasn't getting enough oxygen because you was holding the blanket
over his head, over the railings. Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about that kid, something about Blanket kind of, freaks me out. But on the line, we have our esteemed founder and show producer who's finally decided that he wanted to call in. I don't even know why I put the mute on, but Brooklyn Black was up.
Come on now.
Hi, Black.
We ain't here to celebrate MJ. Yeah, I mean, this is no time to be getting at me. You guys want to get at me? Tune in Friday night, 10 p.m. We can do the damn thing all night, you know, chicken wing, you know what I mean? But we got to talk about MJ, man. Nikki, how you doing? Audrey, what's going on? Still, I know you checked in earlier. Shout out to you.
I'm doing good. Who's this? Who's on the line with us?
Oh, that's Hoffa.
Hey, Hoffa.
How you doing?
Yeah, ain't no good. What's going on, Hoffa? How you doing?
I'm good. Just listening to the MJ tribute.
So let me, because I'm not trying to take over, Ab, because you know this is not my show. But I just want to
do your thing.
I just want to ask you, because Ebony asked me, where were you, Hoffa, when you found out that Michael Jackson died?
Well, actually, like 20 minutes ago, Ab asked me the same question.
Oh, shit, but I'm asking you this, so I didn't hear the answer.
Oh, God. No, I was knocked out, and an ex of mine called me, one I don't talk to. I don't have no contact with her out of nowhere. She calls me, and she told me that MJ died.
That was a way for her to, you know, to let you know that she still exists. I hope you know that.
No, it's not. It's a way for her to poke at me. That's a poke. That's a nice stab at me.
Oh, okay, I'm still here.
Brooklyn,
you heard MJ
you know
die,
who that is.
Bitch.
Definitely. But look, before we go, because, you know, Blog Talk, this is a special tribute show. It's not our regular two-hour show.
Yes,
ma'am.
Our esteemed founder has demanded that I play Bad because for some odd reason he thinks he's bad. But, he ain't bad. You ain't nothing.
Who's
I definitely got to go watch
Who's
that
bad?
Video after that. But let's check out this last song, Bad MJ, and we'll be right back. Pre-game radio.
Hey.
I'm bad.
that would be me, Eb. I'm bad. And this is pregame radio. And pregame radio is bad, you know? Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good.
Hey.
What's up, this is Girl Eb. It's pregame radio. I would tell you the number, but it doesn't matter because it's too late for you to call in.
I was getting ready to start tweeting.
That's on the line. We are here. We're rocking out. We're doing the damn thing. Real quick. Oh, I can't believe I said that. Doing the damn thing. That's for the black thing. Oh,
doing the damn
thing. I gotta go
thing.
Show myself in a minute. Oh, no, I didn't do that. But before I go, of course, I'm going to probably get into another tune or two. We're going to rock out as long as we possibly can. Because pregame already, because Blog Talk already not shut down our recording. But that's all right. Still here. But
still here.
Which Michael Jackson song, and this goes to everyone on the line, and the mics are open.
Okay.
So speak at your leisure. But which Michael Jackson song would be your theme music?
Oh,
I
want
to go last because I got to think about it. Okay.
You guys just have to go
I'm
last.
I'm going
to
give y'all a minute. How about this? How about this? How about I play another Michael Jackson song, right? Matter of fact, a Michael Jackson and a Jackson 5.
Yes, I like him when he was dark. You know, like, I liked him then. I like the bell pepper.
See, I was going to make
like
no ice cream in your comments. That's my word.
No.
Jeez.
I didn't want to go on light skin, dark skin thing black. You know, I kind of stopped myself before I went there. But I like the bell pepper Michael Jackson, if y'all get what I'm saying.
And I got you, and that's what's coming up. And this joint right here that I'm about to play, this is a joint that gets everybody hype. I don't care what you say. And I know that before we go on tour, this pregame, we take this pregame thing on the road, this is going to be the song that we're going to play. You know how people like to pray before they go
yes.
on stage? We're going
it's
to be
the theme
hype
song.
Before we go
we're
going to
get
stage.
Hype and huddle.
Exactly. And this is the shit that we're going to be listening to. Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
about you, but I definitely felt that I was hyped here in my chair. My feet were tapping. My
you would have thought I was at a damn stadium because I was tapping so goddamn hard.
I'm trying to tell you that was Michael Jackson and Jackson 5. Can you feel it? But listen, guys, while the music was playing, so you know me and Black here in the studio, we cut up. We play the dozens. We do all types of bullshit. So just now, well, I don't know, not just now, but maybe like a day or two ago, he put up a post on his Facebook that said something about if you clap your hands to the beat while you're talking, you're a thot, right?
Correction.
Oh, my gosh.
If you clap your hands to a beat during an
argument,
you are a thot.
No, you're not,
okay.
Because I'm out of thought, and sometimes, though, like, if I don't clap my motherfucking hands when I'm saying what I'm saying, motherfuckers is still asleep. So when I clap my hands, you are paying attention. I'm out of thought, though. I'm out of thought. Sometimes, like, I'm talking to my daughter, I'd be like, wake up.
Yo, I'm
wake
sorry,
up.
But that was just a thought logic right there.
Fuck you. I'm out of thought.
Listen, the reason why I brought it up because this town, me and Black, was talking. And the very thing that he posted about, he just sat here and did. Only difference is instead of clapping his hands together, he was punching his palm. So he had one hand punching his open palm with the other hand as he was talking. Is that not the same thing, y'all?
That is, yes, that is. So that classifies as a clap. That's how men clap, you know. And that is thought like. So if you're gonna call me a thought, then you're a thought, Black.
They,
I guess.
I guess with those holes over there.
Hey, I'm a single dude. I can do that. I'll be thought and fuck it.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to be a thought for my motherfucking fiancé, and I damn sure clap with him when I talk, so, you know.
I, by the way, I find that whole thing hilarious.
It is hilarious, though, because my grandmother's a thought then. I got to tell her. She's a thought then because my grandmother likes to do that a lot, too. She likes to clap and talk like we don't understand what she's saying. But it gets you to pay attention, though. I do, because I'd be like, what? She clapping shit that, catches
you
off guard.
Let me let you know, that's your grandmom. I would suggest that you don't say anything. Do like you know.
Yeah, don't go to grandma.
Say yes,
yo,
grandma.
No,
grandma. But
of course.
No. You don't bring nothing to grandma's attention about
she would be like, what is
worth,
a thought?
Because she knows exactly what she...
She goes, what is
so,
a thought? You're
you
so precious, Grandma.
Okay?
He's so precious.
Yo, actually, there's a video of this girl telling her grandma about
thought.
She's like, what's that? And she goes, oh, what you used to be. And she,
oh, I think I seen that. She slapped her, and they said, did she deserve that? Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? She should have knocked her ass off that chair. Because it would have never occurred to me to say that to my grandmother. You know what I'm saying? That would have been the thought to be, that's what you used to be. You know, grandma could have came back and been like, it wasn't for me being a thot, bitch. You wouldn't even be here.
So, okay.
I mean, you want to get technical about it. But we have two guys and two girls on the line, right? So it's fair even. Now, we want to talk about a few current events, just maybe one. Jeremy Meeks. Would you send money for that dude to get bailed out?
Oh, yeah, Black. Man, fuck that last kind of guy, man. Yo.
Is it an issue because he's light-skinned?
It can't be 100%,
but...
Well,
is it an issue? Because he was light-skinned with blue eyes. That's what it was. Oh, pretty quick motherfucker. But you know what I'm saying? Had he just been regular Joe Schmo, Team Ugly niggas, he ain't been getting no retweets, no Facebook shares, no Facebook pages, no Kickstarter accounts started up. That's that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And we were saying all that. And yeah, it's for gun convictions and all that. Think about it. So what if y'all get the money, bail him out, and I don't know, he shoots something and affects somebody that you know you're close to? You know what I'm saying? But just a second ago, they're like, oh, let's raise his bail. Same thing y'all thoughts did when Bob Cartel got locked up. Come on, son. Take the bullshit off all of the light skin shit.
Understand this. There's no thoughts on the line with you right now, so, you know, pump your brakes with that shit. And I personally, you already knew my stance. I made a post about it. I said, you know, that people who would even consider sending bail money to this guy, I said there was a word that hasn't been made up yet to describe you, and to call you an idiot would be an insult to idiot, because that's just really stupid and retarded, and I'm glad I felt the way that I did, because not for nothing, not only is he married, but he's married to a Becky, so there you have it. He'd have never got a dime.
Okay, so yeah, so we're talking about, yeah, so we're talking about the guy with the light eyes. First and foremost, if you have done something to, you know, to where you're incarcerated, you know, whether it may be because some people's crimes are, you know, way, I would say way more extreme than others, you know what I'm saying? And, no, get the fuck out of here. Let him do his fucking time. When he gets out, then when he gets out, and if he decides to change his life and to pursue what was going on while he was locked up, okay. You know what I'm saying? But right now, this should be, for all of that, then my cousin needs to, I need to post some pictures of my cousin and see if that shit goes viral so I can get a collection, a page where we can, you know, raise up some money to get him out of jail. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And especially depending on his crime. I don't know what he was incarcerated for.
Well, they said that he got caught.
Robbery or something like that?
No, he got caught with some automatic weapons. He got caught with some guns.
Okay.
You know, and
no.
From what I've seen, his mother came to his defense saying that he found God or Jesus and he wasn't
that quick,
though, life anymore.
But that quick. But if the nigga would have
never... He had done this several years ago, and so he's been living in Christ or what have you, and that she doesn't know how this happened and so on and so forth. And I'm like, yeah, Mom.
But sure, I heard that he had a rap sheet before that, so it wasn't like this is his first offense. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Nah, this happened more than once. So, yeah, although he may have found God, but we all find God, I guess, at some point in our life whenever we choose to accept him. And it still doesn't justify the fact that we did what we did. So, no, do your fucking time like everybody. And Martha Stewart could go to jail and don't get out, and she had the money to get out, then you cannot get out. That's
yeah,
how I feel. Like, do your time. You got people like high-class celebrities that be in there that have to do their time, no matter how much money it is. You know, it doesn't matter, because once they went in, they went in. It doesn't matter what their status is. So here you are as a regular human being. Although, I mean, I don't even find him to be very sexy like everybody else. I just,
right.
You know, I'm not
right.
attracted to
you
that.
Know,
I've seen,
you know, I've seen pictures. They did a meme of him. They compared him to a pit bull, and honestly, he looked like that red-nosed pit bull. He looked more like that to me than
anything
else,
right?
You know, and just in defense of us dark-skinned people, because
I
am dark, just like my book and my
brother. My fiancé is, and my baby is
okay.
A little chocolate drop.
There you go. There you go. That's because darkies rule the world, but I will say this about others. This song is for us against the light-skinned world. They don't really care about us, Michael Jackson.
I'm secretly light-skinned. I'm actually light-skinned on the outside, but I'm dark.
That was Michael Jackson. They don't really care about us. And that was just another side of Mike, the political side. And everything he was saying, he was taking a look at everything that was going on around the world. And he realized that, you know, really, that other man don't care about the brother man. And that shit is self-evident every day. And with that being said, we want to bring this special edition Michael Jackson tribute show of pregame radio to a close. I want to thank everyone that called in and participated and shared with Michael Jackson's number one fan, which is me. Shared with me where you were when you heard he passed and your favorite song. And you know what? I'm going to have to ask you guys this on Friday's show because we didn't get to it today, but that only gives you 2 more days to think about it. So on Friday's pregame radio, I want everybody to call back in and let me know what is your Michael Jackson theme song. What Michael Jackson song is your theme music? Like I said, now you got 2 more days to really think about it. Y'all heard? Y'all heard. All right. Y'all got me? Y'all got me. Once again, I want to say thank you. You've been listening to pregame radio. It's your girl, Eb. Shout out to the Jackson family. Shout out to my brother, Brooklyn Black. Shout out to the pregame radio staff, admin, street team. Hey, that's what we need, a street team. And everybody else that tuned in this evening. And since it's not a party night and we weren't officially pre-gaming, don't worry about your clam and your tool or none of that other shit. Keep it in your pants because you got to go to work tomorrow, okay? Thank y'all for listening, and we'll catch you on Friday, and we out.